WMFO. Good morning. It's 10 a.m. WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here with you, along with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz, here till 11 a.m. until something about the women. I believe it's with the lovely Jane today. So, woohoo! Stick around for that. It's 2 hours of all music by females, any genre at all. So be here at 11 o'clock for that, okay? Okay. So we just heard something brand new from The Shelters. That one was Down. And we have Mr. Mark Hurwitz. It's just got a whole bevy of things to talk about, including some music. So, Mark, go.
And I'm back. I was an engineer for the last 25 minutes, which is kind of fun.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I haven't done that in a while, actually. So, we are going to talk about restaurants. And before I get into reviews, some big stories out there. A lot of closings, actually, lately. And the bad news is, this is the news everyone's been waiting to hear, unfortunately, is that the Route 1 Miniature Golf / Dairy Castle Complex that's been around forever, it's the one with the orange dinosaur, it is closing for good. And I believe it's the end of the month, don't quote me on that, but it's going to be closing and being replaced by, guess what? Condos, hotels, and two or three restaurants, and we're not sure what kind of restaurants, but my guess is they could be high-end places. So the beat goes on.
And I heard that dinosaur is going to live on there, right?
The dinosaur is going to live on.
Yeah, cool.
So, which is really good news. So, a little better news. Do you know Jody Adams, the James Beard Award-winning chef who she just closed Rialto in Harvard Square a few months ago? She opened a place in the Fenway called Saloniki, which is a Greek sandwich shop, basically, casual sandwich place in the Fenway. And she is going to open a second one in the Central Square section of Cambridge, which, I mean, we need more Greek food, that's for sure. Need more Greek places in the Boston area. And finally, for those of you, this isn't really a restaurant, but for those who like Trader Joe's, they're opening their second Boston location. Not Boston area, but Boston. They have one in the Back Bay, and they're opening a new one in Alston by Harvard Stadium, I believe. So right on the other side of the Charles River from Cambridge. So if you like TJ's, there'll be another one coming up, and I think this one's going to have beer and wine. So now to reviews. The latest review I did was for Cielo in Braintree, which is a Mexican restaurant, and it took over a place called Viola, which was an Italian place that closed a couple years ago. And it's kind of one of those rare riverside restaurants. Not too many of those in the Boston area, but it's right up against this little river that obviously now it's dry, like every river in the Boston area is dry right now. But when it has water, it actually moves a little bit. So it's a nice spot. It has outdoor dining along the river. And authentic Mexican food, and they have a lot of different types of tequila. So if you like margaritas, and who doesn't, they have some really good tequilas. They have mezcal, they have organic tequilas, and as far as the foods, they have everything from burritos to enchiladas to tortas to slow-cooked pork with rice and beans, guacamole made tableside, which is always nice. So that is in South Braintree, just south of South Braintree Square. And another place that was reviewed recently, speaking of Greek food, was Greek Corner. It was an updated review. North Cambridge, and just a comfortable place with two rooms and kind of an old school Greek restaurant. And one of their claims to fame, which one is it, Mike? Hello? You didn't hear me.
No.
Is it claim to fame or claims to fame? I'm still waking up here.
I don't know. I'm having trouble getting your songs queued up, too.
Oh, you are? Okay. So I'll just keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
So Greek Corner, North Cambridge, it's just a really nice place. And they were actually on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri several years ago, the Food Network. And that's another place that's kind of a cheap eat spot. This is Cielo and Braintree. And one more spot that I've been to recently was Hey La Moon in Chinatown, which is about the size of a football field. It's two floors, room for hundreds of people. And it's really a dim sum house, but you can also go there for lunch, dinner. They have a regular menu. A lot of Chinese-American on the menus, and also authentic Chinese food. And the dim sum is very authentic. It's a lot of foods that you might not find in your typical takeout Chinese restaurant. So, and one more is, I don't know if we talked about this one, but Pekachi in Alston, in the Super 88 Hong Kong supermarket complex, right by Packard's Corner. It's a Japanese restaurant, and they feature ramen, and they also feature fried chicken. Boneless fried chicken is tremendous there. And another cheap eat spot. And unlike the other places in Super 88, they have a food court there, which are all counter service only. Pekachi is a full service restaurant where you can just sit down and have a leisurely meal. And it's pretty nice. And it's squeezed in between the market and the food court. So that is about it for now.
Okay. So I think I've been able to cue up something, but not exactly what you wanted. It is starting off with Ray LaMontagne. And this is called Part Two in My Own Way.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a different song, but that's a good song.
That's all we can do right now. Yep. Technology doesn't want us to do it.
Okay.
All right, it's WMFO.
She looks down. that horizon. Sun is out there kicking up dust. Dawn is coming back. Look out, sister. Look out, brother. River's gonna be rising. Something we've been waiting for.
Thank you.
morning, everybody. It's Mike on the mic and Bob sneezing.
You opened up the mic a little earlier.
Yeah, sure. Blame me.
You know, everybody has to get rid of their phlegm.
Mike, I got to cough, too. Can I cough right now?
Sure.
Okay. Actually, I can't do it because everyone's looking at me.
It's Mike here.
You're cough shy?
Yeah, I am cough shy.
It's Mike here with Mark Hurwitz, Les Hurwitz, and joining us now is Bob Angel. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, so we had some technical foibles there, but we ended up playing a couple. Let me tell you what they were. Brand new noise from the Shelters, and that was called Down. Then we heard the Civil Wars, Long Time Gone. And the last one there was Ray LaMontagne from the latest from him, Ouroboros. That was part two, In My Own Way. Mark did have a bunch of stuff to play, but I just said no.
Yeah,
forget it.
Because of my bad behavior, my ongoing bad behavior.
That's what it was. But what we want to do now with Bob, and Bob, thank you for coming in. I'm glad you wanted to do this. There's a new documentary out by Ron Howard on the Beatles, and there is also some new music remastered from Live at the Hollywood Bowl by those said Beatles. And we want to talk about your experience and going to see that movie yesterday and feature some of this music.
Just an incredible experience, absolutely. Ron Howard has, if he doesn't at least get nominated for an Academy Award for this, I'd be amazed. The film that they put together, a lot of this film is home movies, you know, Super 8, the little cameras people were just getting back in those 64, 65, and they've cleaned it up and made it look absolutely crisp and clean, like it was shot with a professional, you know, Panavision camera. It's just absolutely amazing. And the sound, of course, is what it's all about. Giles Martin.
I would expect that the sound would be great, but I've heard too that the visuals are just phenomenal.
Stunning. Yeah, absolutely stunning. They have backstage, some of the home movies, you know, because some of it is like that. I think a lot of people have seen the Washington, D.C. show from the anthology. Well, that's been cleaned up even more, and they have added shots of crew members, audience members who took some shots, and they just cut in these shots. Like there's a shot from behind Ringo looking out at the audience.
It's all this other footage they had and just never saw the light of day.
And absolutely in sync with this new sound. And they, you know, how they got rid of that overpowering screaming sound, I don't know, but there's a particular shot of George and John both playing during a break, you know, an instrumental break. They, you know, Beatles weren't known for very long breaks, but that these guys knew what they were doing. They were playing so great, and it's such a shame that nobody in the audience was listening at all. But now we get to listen, and it's I know the crowd around, people broke out into spontaneous applause in the theater, you know, watching this movie.
In the movie, yeah.
And in Boston, I don't know, people are watching all over the place. In Boston, it's at Coolidge Corner, which is a beautiful theater. And it's in their biggest room, and just absolutely pristine sound. And I just cannot say enough about what these are. The interview parts that they took from their old interviews that were also funny. They didn't use the ones that you've seen 9 million times. They had brand new interview segments.
So some of the footage has never been seen before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. And I mean, I would say most of it, and I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I would say 80% of it I had never laid eyes on before.
So any idea where they got it from?
Well, their Facebook, you know, the Beatles Facebook page, they actually just, about 5 years ago, they started asking people to send it in and make contact a certain place, and they rounded it all up and got an amazing amount of film. It's great.
Crazy.
That's pretty
amazing. And the basis of a lot of it is the professionally shot Ed Sullivan is on there, and the Washington, D.C. show is on there. A little bit of Hollywood Bowl is on there. And just various locations, Holland, and, you know, it actually takes you around the world of, you know, the nonstop touring that these guys did between 1963 and 1966 is just, it's staggering. Staggering.
All this remastered music I have is specifically from Live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Right. They put out the Hollywood Bowl, remixed and remastered because the new technology, they only had three tracks to work on, but it's in stereo. The music is up front. If you bought the Hollywood Bowl album in the 70s, you know, you couldn't even hear the music. I was wondering why they even bothered to put it out.
It's what they had.
But now they've taken that material and made it sound like it was, they had you know, 24 microphones
all
to
right.
work with.
Dinah hear it already. Yeah. It's enough already. Okay, yeah. Fine. So listen, from Live at the Hollywood Bowl, this is one of my favorite sayings, one of my favorite songs. Beatles, You Can't Do That at WMFO.
First film we made, and it was in black. It was the one that we made in black and white. We've only made two. One was black and white, and one was coloured. Well, this is the black and white one, and it's the title song from the film. La la la.
How is it?
Great. And it's called Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard
to
because we've made two, you know.
Who's that man on the light?
Go away with that light, will you? Oh, thank you. It's also our latest record over here. That means it's a new single. And it's a nice ditty called Help.
all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah, we just happen to have a donation for the Beatles helping out here with a WMFO donation drive, which is now. Hey, if you like listening to WMFO, and I know you do, now is the time to send us a donation. It helps keep the place running. It helps to keep all the maintenance going on. Helps us to bring you more live music as well. And the air conditioner that you hear behind me very prominently, it helps with that too. So
White noise is always good on the radio.
Please do donate. Go to WMFO.org and please help us to continue bringing you whatever it is here that we do, and you'll see all the information there. And I think there's a place where you can say, I heard about this on Mike on the Mic. Would appreciate that very much. All right, so we just heard a whole bunch of great Beatles music. Going to play a few more. Let me tell you what we played. It's all from the Live at the Hollywood Bowl CD. Started off with You Can't Do That, followed up with A Hard Day's Night, Help, All My Loving, and then Dizzy Miss Lizzie. How crazy is that I rattle those off, and they're all familiar to everybody?
Well, that's and, right. Yeah, that's everybody knew every song on every Beatles album. There were no deep tracks.
Yep.
There was such thing as a deep Beatles track because everybody listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, and as we said before, this has been heard before, but not like this.
No,
it's just too much crowd noise, and you couldn't enjoy it. But you can hear, like you were saying, how great they sounded.
I'm absolutely amazed, and this is Hollywood Bowl, and in the film they have all sorts of performances.
1964 audio, too.
Right.
I mean,
exactly. Well, I mean, it took technology to be able to bring the proper frequencies to the forefront and push those screaming girls
who, out of the way.
Right. I mean, I could understand the Beatles' frustration playing, and they just play this. They practice and practice and practice.
Yeah.
And they get this good, and they sell millions of records, and then nobody listens to them.
And I want to welcome Sue here from Something About the Women. She's just here, too, and want to talk about the Beatles.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what do you think? And talk right into that mic, because we hate
that
mic. That's
there we
so
go.
Much better.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I love the Beatles. I mean,
have you ever heard them sound so good live like that?
No, you know, it's funny, because I've sort of almost avoided the live cuts just because they're hard to listen to.
Yeah.
So this is great. It's absolutely great to bring it, you know. I love hearing them speak, too.
I know.
When the first Hollywood Bowl came out in the 70s, I that was like one of the first Beatles albums I didn't buy because it was crowd noise. It was just screaming, and you couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But they've done it perfectly now, right. I think.
Yes. I didn't know if you had anything to say, Mark.
Oh, no. No, I'm kind of transitioning from engineer to DJ again, so it takes a while. I should be done, or I should be ready by about 11.
What did you think of what you heard on that Hollywood Bowl remaster?
It was just incredible. It really was. Yeah. And, you know, all the comparisons between the Beatles and the Stones. Personally, I'm more of a Stones fan, but the Beatles, how can you not like them?
They really kind of started something that really hadn't existed before.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it totally unique band. Mm-hmm. They took from, young Wilson Pickett, they took a lot of their music from people like that, but still, they made it their own.
I've heard so many comparisons from Wilson Pickett to the Beatles, I can't even tell you.
The first, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they really were influenced by it. Wilson Pickett was not really much of anyone that early on, but they definitely were influenced by him and others.
I know it. All right, well, let's continue. We have about 15 minutes left until Something About the Women. So I'm going to play a few more tracks from this one. I'm going to return here with Can't Buy Me Love. It's from the same great live recording at the Hollywood Bowl way back in 1964, but remastered. These are the Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. I may not have a lot to money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody know me so. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond ring, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing that money just can't buy. For money, money can't buy me love. Whoa! Buy me love. Everybody tell me so. A ticket to ride.
Ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. Jungle Boys, Ringo!
That was awesome. WMFO, 10:56 in the morning here. Mike on the mic along with a bunch of other people. Thank you, Mark Hurwitz, Les Hurwitz. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Bob Angel, thank you for coming by and being the catalyst for us playing all this great Beale stuff.
We had all four of them up top singing.
It was pretty amazing.
It was great. They were a great band. And I highly, highly recommend going to see this film. They say it's only going to play for 1 week in the Boston area. It's at Coolidge Corner.
We'll check it out.
And by the way, you can only see the Shea Stadium footage. After that film is over, there's another half an hour of Shea Stadium start to finish, uninterrupted a Beatles concert. And it's terrific stuff. You won't be disappointed. All for the price of a movie ticket.
Awesome. Okay, so what you heard, as if you didn't know, was Can't Buy Me Love, Ticket to Ride, Roll Over Beethoven, Long Tall Sally, and finished up there with Boys. All right, everybody, we're just about out. And Sue, are just about in. It's something about the women. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm only on about a half a night's sleep, so we'll see how this goes.
Sous-Vies, was that the problem?
Yeah, Sous-Vies was doing her Sous-Vies magic last night at 3 a.m. So it'll be fun.
Okay. Okay, and you were rocking out to that Beatles stuff.
I love the Beatles.
And you have a great Beatles cover to start your show.
Sure. Here, we got some Lucy Kaplansky here.
Yeah.
And she's just wonderful. So if you haven't, I think she's playing locally coming up soon. Hopefully we didn't miss it. But check this out. This is her doing a Beatles cover. We'll let you listen and see.
Okay, and you're going to have to start it, you know, because I can't.
Okay, good.
All right, here we go. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will talk to you again next week.
Have a good day, everybody.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. Stay tuned for Sue, everybody.
Just met. He's just the boy from me, and I want all the world to see.